Hi there, this is Vitor again. It's kind of quiet here, so I decided to do a short demo on effects containers, one of the new features in Reaper 7, and I hope you like it. First of all, before working with effects containers, please update your Osara. From the last 31st of October, things with effects container are much easier and make much more sense. I have been one of those Q&A sessions on Saturday, one of those 8 o'clock p.m. sessions that sometimes happen, and I learned a lot. It was a very productive session, and I would encourage every one of you to attend them whenever you can, whenever it's possible for you. This time it was possible for me, and I did not lose the opportunity, and it was worth in such a way that after that session on Sunday, I even tried to publish a couple of messages trying to navigate and understand effects containers. But as Osara was not yet picking up the thing correctly, you know, these were only test messages. Now, this thing is a real demo that I think you will take advantage of, and I will put it into the Dropbox folder, so I hope it's useful to you. Now, an effect container, as the name implies, is kind of a folder that we put on the track where we can insert various effects. And actually, we can have various containers on a track. This is very useful in some ways. First of all, it may help us organize our effects better. Then it will be very important if we want to use parallel processing. And I think this is the real advantage of effects containers. And for those of you who may not know what parallel processing is, in my humble opinion of beginner in the process of mixing, mastering, and, you know, doing things to sound, for me, basically, parallel processing is picking up an aspect of the sound, like, for instance, a frequency, then treat it separately and reinsert it into the mix in a more appropriate way, so it fits better in the mix. And that happens a lot of the times when we want to use delays and reverbs and every kind of effect. So parallel processing will be easier with effects container, and for those of us who don't have hyperfast machines, I think it will be less resource heavy because we will have less tracks on our project. So things will be much easier and much better to organize. I will make a track
one
here.
Arm.
I have my voice on a track recording. Then I will
track name.
Do a track here and insert the container with F.
Add effects to track 2, combo box collapsed, edit selected RBJ.
It would be an effect, so I can look for it in the tree or write container into the search field, into the filter.
Container, list 1, list, container.
And there it is.
Effects, track 2, list 1, list, container.
Now the container is inserted into my track as if it was an effect. For ease of use, I can rename this container with F2.
Rename FX instance, edit selected container, caps lock on.
And I will call it
Silcap
Reverb and EQ. Yeah, very
FX track 2, list 1, list.
Self-explanatory.
Reverb and EQ.
So reverb and EQ. Now, how can I insert effects in a container very easily? I just focus the container with my arrows and press F6.
Effects, reverb and EQ track 2 grouping, list 1 list.
Then I can look for an effect as always, or even the add button, press the letter A for the add button.
Add effects to reverb and EQ track 2, combo box collapsed, edit selected container.
And now I can write the name of the effect I want, as I really want it, which is the Solaris Reverb.
Solaris, list 1 list, VST, Solaris, Adam Sabo.
Okay, so there it is. Press Enter.
FX, track 2, FX, Reverb and EQ track 2, grouping, list 1 list, VST, Solaris, Adam Sabo, active.
And as I also want to have an EQ in this container, I will insert it as before. So I'll press A.
Add effects to reverb and deck track 2.
And write RBJ
selection remove
for the
RJS, RBJ4, JS, RBJ7 band graphic deck.
RBJ7 band graphic equalizer.
FX track 2, FX reverb and deck track 2 grouping, list 1 list, JS, RBJ.
So if I use my up and down arrows, I can perfectly identify the names of the effects.
VST, Solaris, Adam Sabo, active. JS, RBJ7 band graphic deck, active.
And both of them are active. Now, I can copy and paste and cut as if they were on a track, so I can pick up the effects and do what I wish with them. If I don't have them in the correct order, I can do that as they were effects on a track. Now let's explore the context menu of this effects properly, what I can do with the effect container.
2FX reverb deck. FX track 2 dialog RBJ7.
I have the reverb and echo.
Edit multi list 1 list reverb and echo active.
Active. Then I will use the applications key and try to explore the menu.
Contexto menu. Add effects. Insert A. Active.
So this is for the track.
Replace effects. CTRLR. Active. Add container. Active.
I can also add a container.
Move effects to container M. Active.
Move effects to a container. So as the name implies, I can move the effects from a track to a container.
Run selected effects in parallel with previous effects. Active.
So I can check this and the container will run parallel with any previous effect, as I can understand. And please correct me if I'm wrong. That's the thing that I haven't still understood so far.
Run selected effects in parallel with previous effects. Merge MIDI active.
So this one is for merging MIDI. It has something to do with MIDI content, which I have never used with effects containers. So we will talk more about audio in this demo.
FX chain submenu F active.
I think there's nothing more relevant regarding the effects container here.
Freeze track submenu, copy all effects, copy selected, copy select, cut selected effects.
Now let's press escape.
Effects track 2, lit unsaved, 1 or 2 effects, reverb
and focus
effects.
The effects inside the container. So focus the container with the F and the arrow, then press F6.
Effects, reverb and deck track, VST, Solaris.
And for instance, focus Solaris. What can I do here? Context menu.
Contexto menu. Add effects. Insert A. Active.
I presume that we can insert or add an effect inside this container. It makes sense that this menu is context sensitive.
Replace effects. CTRLR. Active. Add container. Active.
Could I add a container inside this container? I don't see why, but maybe I could.
Move effects to container M. Active. Run selected effects in parallel with previous effects. Active.
So I think the context menu is similar to the one of the container. The only difference that there may be, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that these menus, these context menus, are relative to the place where we are. So there's some kind of context-sensitive information. If we focus the container itself or any of the effects within the container. So let's get out of here.
FX track 2, FX reverb and deck track 2 grouping, list 1 list, VST, Solaris, Adam Sabo.
Now, how will the effects container appear in the Osara parameters list? That was one of my curiosities. And after the Osara update, everything is very easy to find. Now, if I focus my track here and press P,
contexto menu,
the context menu appears, and I will press the down arrow.
One reverb and echo submenu 1.
And I have the reverb and echo submenu. Let's enter this submenu with enter or the right arrow.
Container parameters.
Ooh, and I have the container parameters.
One Solaris 1.
And I even have the various effects I have added in the container.
Container parameters.
But let's focus the container parameters here.
FX parameters dialog normal parameter combo box bypass 0 collapsed alt P.
So basically, we have three buttons in this container menu. So we have three controls. The
bypass. Wet, one.
The wet, which will be the most important of buttons.
Delta, two.
And the delta, which serves the same purpose as the delta function in every other effect. You can also get inside the container with F6, find the list of effects you have inserted into the container, focus a particular effect, and press Alt-P to enter its parameters, and then control your effect from that particular menu, which is kind of cool. So basically, that's how the parameters will appear in the Osara parameters list. And pleasantly enough, you can even automate these parameters. You can use envelope automation to work with these parameters in your song. If you press, for instance, Shift-L and look for the appropriate checkboxes, you will find the three checkboxes related to the parameter controls to automate with envelope points or automation items or LFOs or whichever method you use. Additionally, there's a possibility of sending or mapping the effects parameters to the container itself. For instance, imagine that you have an effect. You go to the param button, press its context menu, and there's an option called map to container or something, submenu, and then you can choose which parameter you will map to the container's menu. The downside to this is that each parameter you choose, you press enter on it, and then you have to start over again. You have to go to the param button, press its context menu, find the map parameter to container submenu thing, and choose the next parameter you want to map. But it does work, and this makes possible for you to control the parameters from within the menu, which is a kind of far-fetched, but that's cool things, lots of cool things you can do then with the effect containers. Now, I will show it in practice.
Two effects, reverb and edge.
First of all, I will delete the track and start the process from scratch.
One track removed.
Now I will load two sound files, one with voice and the other with music. So I have two more tracks here, the instrumental and the voice. Let's focus on the voice track and select its item.
One vocals wav.
Let's look for the transient and see where the vocal will begin, and you will immediately recognize it.
Play. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Stop.
As you heard and probably recognized, it's the Hotel California by the Eagles. Let's suppose we were hired to make a new remix of the Hotel California by the Eagles, and that we wanted to, you know, process the voice in a different way. Make a parallel processing of the voice. Let's start by inserting the effect container on the particular voice track.
Add effects to track 3 vocals. Effects, track 3 vocals.
There's a container. Now press F6.
Effects, container, track 3 vocals, grouping, list.
And I think I will choose the same Solaris reverb. Occurrence purposes.
Solaris, list 1, list, VST, Solaris. FX, track 3 vocals, FX,
and the same
add FX to container track 3 selection
equalizer 7 band something
RJS RBJ 7 band graphic egg.
Graphic equalizer was the only word that was missing.
FX, track 3 vocals, FX, container track 3 vocals, grouping, list 1, list, JS RBJ 7 band graphic egg.
Now I am ready to start my parallel processing. I think I am. What is missing?
VST, Solaris, unsaved project, 2 instrument, 3 solo vocals, 1 item, FX.
FX, track 3. I have to go to the context menu of the container here and...
Move FX, run selected FX in parallel with previous FX, active.
Run selected parallel with previous
FX, track 3 vocals, list 1 list.
So that there it is. Now I have the voice in separate. If I press the play button here in the voice track.
Play.
On a dark desert highway.
Stop.
This will sound very strange because the reverb is very long. So how can we diminish the reverb here? We can work with the Ozara parameters, or we can come to the container here.
Three solo effect.
Press F6 to go into the container.
FX contain VST Solaris Adam Sabo active.
And choose the Solaris reverb. Do Alt P.
FX parameters dialog on.
And look for the reverb size parameter. Maybe reverb size or reverb.
Dry warm sync delay amped vowel reverb amped one reverb size 7.
Yeah. Reverb size. So tab.
Value slider 0.
It's on 0 at the moment, which probably means that I could go further or to a lower value. Let's see. I will
speech mode off.
Shut down NVDA and use the slider.
On a dark desert highway.
Whoops.
Cool wind in my hair. Warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
I think it's not bad. Let's see how much I have changed here.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Edit selected 0.431 value slider 0.
Strangely enough, the slider shows 0, but the value.
Edit selected 0.4313.
Shows 0.313.
Value parameter, combo box reverb size, value slide.
Doesn't really show real world values, at least this parameter here. But it doesn't matter because it's really what I want to hear. The effect is more or less as I want. Now, let's go to the equalizer.
FX track for JS RBJ 7 band graphic act active.
And do the same, Alt P.
FX parameters dialog 10.0 parameter combo box HP.
And I will do a silly sort of treatment to the voice. I have
100 HZ,
and I'll go down
value,
15
slider zero,
decibels.
Minus 15.0 parameter combo.
As I only want the high frequencies to pass through the reverb.
200H value minus 15 parameter. 400H value minus 15 parameter. 800H value minus 15.0 parameter. 2.5 800H.
Let's see what we have now.
Play. Stop. Close button parameter combo box 800 8 400 HZ 3.
Let's
value slider minus 12.5 minus 5.5. Play. Stop. Minus 3.5 minus 4 point. Play. Stop.
Okay, so I have
value slider -4.5.
A bit. Further, I just diminished minus 4
parameter combo box 400 HZ
in the 400 hertz
value slider minus 4.5
slider
parameter combo 800 HZ value slider minus 15.0
minus 15
play stop.
That's
parameter combo box 800 values minus -6.8 -9.-6.5 play.
So as the frequencies rise, probably I will raise them. I will add some equalization.
Parameter combo 2.5 KHZ 5.
2.5 K
value slider play. Stop.
I think I won't touch very much here.
Value slider 0.
Maybe 2 or 3 dB.
0.1123.0 play.
Stop. Okay, so.
6 KHZ 6.
6 K
value slide play. Stop. 0.1223.4.5 play. Stop.
Not bad.
Parameter 12 KHZ 7.
But 12 KHZ
is
where I want to go further.
So 13.5. Play. Stop.
Please keep in mind that this is, you know, a recording from one of those audio strip or stem roller sessions. You know, the voice is not in perfect shape. And as I deal with the frequencies, the sound may be a bit, you know, muffled or...
Play. Stop.
But it's not very bad so far. So... Now, let's see.
FX, track 3 vocals. FX, container, track 3 vocals, grouping, list 1, unsaved.
Let's focus the track and look for the wet parameter as the effect is being used in parallel with...
3 soloed vocals, 1 item.
...the previous thing.
Contexto menu, 1 container submenu, 1 container, 1 Solaris, 1 container parameter, FX per wet, 1.
So the wet parameter is what I will be... trying to adjust.
Value slider 100.
This is at 100 at the moment, so what I'm hearing now is the processed signal.
Play.
Let's put it to 0.
0.
Warm smell of colitas.
100. 0. 100. 0.
I saw a shimmering light.
Stop.
So let's see. What can we do to balance this thing?
Play.
On a dark desert highway.
Shush, NVDA.
Speech mode off.
Warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw it.
Let's see how much we have changed.
Speech mode talk. 66.
66.
65.
Okay, 65. That would be fine, I think.
Unsaved project, play.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Stop.
Let's run it together with the music.
Play.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Stop.
As you notice, I have removed some frequencies, and that has lowered the voice's volume considerably. So what I need to do is go to the voice item and try to raise it.
3 solos, 1 vocals, wav.
I will once again shut up NVDA.
Speech mode off.
And try to find the best balance between the voice and the music. It's a bit exaggerated, but I think you get the idea. Let's reduce the wet parameter a little bit.
Speech mode talk. 3 soloed vocals, 1 item, context, 1 container submenu, container parameters, effect wet, 1, value sliders.
Let's turn the wet to
50. Unsaved project, Reaper V7.1 vocals, WAV bar 1 beat 1 0.
Probably. What will happen is that...
Unsoloed.
I will need to adjust the item's volume again.
1 vocals, WAV.
Play. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair. Warm
item 4, 5,
dust,
6.
Rising up through the air.
Item 5,
up ahead
4.
In the
item 4.
I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway.
Stop.
Okay, it's a little bit, you know, but you get the idea of how it sounds and how we can use the effects containers. So I hope you have liked this demo. And yeah, Be cool. Stay cool, and thanks for listening.